Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A YouTube video is claiming to show a UFO in Brazil causing a lightning storm over Rio de Janeiro. They claim this is a cloaked UFO and is invisible until lightning strikes along its side. UFOs are often seen near storms and are sometimes the cause of such storms, they say. They can also cause tornadoes and other odd weather phenomena like golf ball-sized hailstones. If there's a big storm coming, set up a camera to record some video outside under a roof. You may catch the next UFO sighting. Tell us what you see in this video. We've posted it for you at darkmatternews.com. Evolutionary biologist Simon Conway Morris has shared his belief that aliens are real and they look just like us, noting how interesting it is that we have yet to find or come into contact with human-like beings given the number of Earth-like planets we have discovered so far. Professor Morris is best known for his study on the Cambrian explosion, which saw a sudden evolutionary burst of complex animal life occur around 542 million years ago. Morris, a man of both religion and science, has also been challenging popular scientific theories with an open mind for quite some time. He feels that many theories, when pulled together, can help explain how we all got here, but on their own paint only an incomplete picture. Are his theories something to be taken seriously, or is he off in the left field? Given the amount of research that's gone into the subject over the years, enough evidence, case studies, and experiences have been documented to suggest it's not at all unreasonable to believe that aliens not only exist, but that they could be among us already.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
Well, first came the outsourcing of legal work, once done by U.S. lawyers to cheaper foreign counterparts. Now it appears would-be big law associates may also have to compete with artificial intelligent applications in the foreseeable future. Mega firm Dentons and some major U.S. law firms have agreed to train Ross, a so-called artificial intelligent attorney developed by students at the University of Toronto in U.S. bankruptcy law. Using IBM's Watson computer, which made headlines as a winning contestant on the TV show Jeopardy in 2011, Ross scans documents and case law and offers answers to legal research questions. Although still under development, what we are seeing is Ross grasping and understanding legal concepts and learning based on the questions and also getting user feedback, just like a human. It's getting its experience in a law firm and being able to learn and get better. Once Ross masters bankruptcy law, the plan is to expand the machine's training into other practice areas. Although the app won't be able to handle the most complex legal problems, it is foreseeable that Ross will be able to perform routine legal research tasks at a lower cost than real attorneys. Well, Natural News is put out an interesting report this week. They say that they've come across new forensic evidence that the JFK autopsy bullet fragment X-ray was faked and physically impossible. Jim Mars is the author of numerous eye-opening books, including his latest book, Population Control, How Corporate Owners Are Killing Us. His story reveals the stunning revelation that the infamous bullet fragment, the X-ray that was used to frame Lee Harvey Oswald, was completely fake. This story comes on the heels of a massive wave of recent stories revealing how the FBI's forensic evidence scientists have faked hair analysis evidence for decades. He says they've recently found that the bullet fragment was in the X-ray image was superimposed sometime after JFK's autopsy. Such tampering with official evidence could not have been accomplished without the knowledge of high-level federal officials, and if so, that adds considerable weight to the claims of government cover-up in that tragic event. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.